Perek Hey, Mishneh Dalet of Meseches Kelayim. Gefen, Shehi Netua, Bagas, O Baneka. You have a vine which is planted in a wine press or in a hole within a vineyard. Nosnin La Avodasa, Vizoreya Es Hamosar. One has to give it simply a small amount, according to the Baruch Tanura, 6 tefachim, which is the amount that one has to distance himself from a single vine, and he could plant seeds in the rest of that area. Vizorea samos, or he can plant within the rest of that area. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im ein sharm arba amos, if within that wine press, or within that hole, im ein sham arba amos, if there is no four, if it's not 4 amos wide, lo yavi zera lisham, one should not plant in that area. Because it would be considered as if he's still planting within the middle of the kerem. Habayis sheba kerem, which they have a house in the middle of this kerem. Zorin besocha, one's able to plant within it, and even though the vines surround it completely, a bayis has distinct separations between it and the rest of the vineyard. Therefore, one can plant seeds within that bayis, within that house, and is not considered as if they're planting in the vineyard itself. There is no problem of kilae hakerem. Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, Hanotea Yerek Bakerem Omikayim. Individual who plants a vegetable or a greens within a vineyard, O Mekayim, or he maintains them, he allows them to stay within his vineyard. Hareze Mekadesh Arboim V'chamesh Gifonim. He condemns 45 vines. The idea of this Mishnah is based on what the Torah describes. It is forbidden to plant kiloy hakerem pentukdash, lest some of the vines become condemned. That's the language of the Torah. So therefore, I raise it, hanotei, yeah, but if one who did plant it, so then part of his vineyard will therefore become forbidden b'hano, asur b'hano. I raise him mekadesh, how many? So the rule is, generally speaking, 16 amos. So if they're planted, so now the Mishnah continues, within a radius of 16 amos from where these seeds are, will become forbidden. Emosai, bizman shahoyu netuos al arba arba o al chamesh chamesh. When each of these vines are planted either within 4 amos or within 5 amos of one another, then the Mishnah says 45 gefanim, 45 vines become prohibited. However, the Mishnah continues, Hayuna tuos, if these vines were planted al shesh shesh or al sheva sheva, either 6 amos from one another or 7 amos from one another, hareza mekadesh shesh esrei amo l'chol ruach agulos v'lo merubos, then the rule is 16 amos of vines become forbidden in each direction, meaning in a radius of 16 amos from wherever those seeds are. And then, as with the Mishnah concludes, agulos, a circle, v'lo merubos, not when it's a square. That's a square. You don't have to take the corners. In other words, a radius of 16 amos become prohibited. The Mefarshim are a little bit confused, perplexed in explaining this Mishnah, because seemingly the entire Mishnah is speaking about a rule of 16 amos. Why then does the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah, give a number of 45 rather than 16? So the answer given by the Tosfos Yontif is that the basic rule of the entire Mishnah that it's all 16 amos, and that's true in a case of where the vines are planted 6 amos away from another, 7 amos away from another, 4 amos away from another. That's the basic rule, 16 amos. Yet, when they're planted 5 amos away from another, really, if one does the math, when looks at the pictures, only 37 vines come out to be within the radius of 16 amos from those seeds. Yet, the Mishnah said 45 vines become prohibited. So why is that? If it's real, if the rule is within 16 amos, so the Tosfos Yontif explains that vines that are planted 4 amos away from another and vines which are planted 5 amos away from another are hard for the, it's very difficult for the onlooker to discern, to notice that it was, whether it's between 4 or 5, and they'll think that they wouldn't realize that 16 amos are becoming prohibited, that only 37 are within that. Therefore, it's close enough and that they would think that the same way that if they're planted 5, that if they're planted 5 away from each other, would it only be 37? Even if they were planted within 4 amos from one another, it would also only be 37. So therefore, the Rabbanon made a gzera that either if they're planted 4 amos away from another, or they're planted 5 amos away from another, that 45 vines should be usher. But the basic premise of the Mishnah is that 16 amos become prohibited with a small gzera of when the vines are planted 5 amos away from one another.